Welcome to Raising Deaf Children Podcast. Our parent company is Deaf Parenting. This is Alex and Raz Steven with this episode entitled Holiday Family Gathering Tips. In this segment, we'll share with you ideas that you can use to include your deaf child in all the family and holiday activities. Please download our free story, PDF and audio by going to www.deafparenting.com. I just want to shout out to our international subscribers in Poland, New Zealand, and China. The title, Holiday Family Gathering Tips.
Well, it's a busy holiday time again. Such a wonderful time for celebrations and family gatherings. You are so busy. There is shopping to do, travel plans to make, relatives coming to visit, going to relatives to visit, cooking to be done, going to worship, and the list just goes on and on and on.
Through this busy time when family celebrations are happening, it is really important to have effective communication with your deaf child and to include them in all the activities. You must understand that your hearing children are picking up, you know, conversations that's going on around about them, and the deaf child is not. So you as parents got to make an extra effort to make sure that they are included. Especially when you go into relatives, you know, try to plan ahead, tell them the names, where they go in, the town, things like that. And so they have some idea before they get there. Some planning can ease your frustration and your child's frustration. I remember when Larry was younger and we used to go to New York to visit my cousin there, you know, we always try to explain to him ahead of time where we're going to go. They had a restaurant. We used to go there where they were living, the names of the people, and, you know, when the friends come over, we try to include them. So that's some good tips for you to keep in mind.
So think about, you know, what your child like. For example, with Larry, he loved geography. And so we, you know, would use the map to say where we are here and this is where we're going. And, you know, for driving, etc. And if we had to take the plane, you know, we would use the map again. And after a while, you know, once we told him where we were going, he would get the map and stuff. And then also he loved a window seat. And so he would give me special instructions that I get a window seat, but not by the wings. So window seat that he can see the activity going on outside and when we were pulling out and when we were landing. So all of those things. And, you know, if you're going to be visiting relatives, if they have pets, it's a good idea to tell them, you know, auntie would have, you know, five cats or something like that, so they know what to expect. And one of the things is, you know, you have to try to include your child in the planning. You know, ask them if they have questions. Maybe they have favorite cousins. You know, I found that two things that, you know, I found out, you know, after the fact. And like we would go and visit all of us and we would have a great time, the entire family. But then after, you know, we were having discussions, and then I would say, you know, Auntie Joan, and, you know, he wouldn't know who Auntie Joan was. He knew the person, but he didn't know the name. So I kind of mentally said that was never going to happen again. Try to let them know the names, etc. And try to include them in activities. You know, if he has younger cousins, they would readily learn sign language. And then what you can do too is, you know, deaf children are really good at visual games and stuff. So if the people are coming to your house, maybe you could play some games with the entire family or the children that your deaf child is in, and something that could use signs. And, you know, that would be good. And also, hearing relatives are very intrigued when, you know, you come up with name signs for them. So maybe it's the auntie from California, and you do a sign that looks like California, or the uncle who wears glasses, and you do a name sign like that. And usually, you know, just try to include your deaf child. So, and the holidays are about here, so you can try some of these tips now and think outside the box and try to, you know, come up with new ideas, and then you have all of next year to practice.
Yeah, and the other thing, as Raz said, the holiday season is here, is concerning worship. Most people go to worship for Christmas. Some people go to church all year round, but especially if you're traveling and it's not a church that you all are familiar with, try to do the planning a month or two in advance to get an interpreter, get a place to sit, make sure the church is comfortable paying for the interpreter, and try to be proactive and do as much as you could in terms of calling and making the arrangements and stuff, especially if it's not a very big church that does not have a deaf ministry or deaf interpreter for the deaf. You know, what we've been doing lately as we visit outside of Massachusetts when we go on vacation for the Christmas holiday, we try to make those arrangements, and we, one of our friends, their church has a big deaf ministry, so that really worked out good for Larry and Amrit. There's a deaf minister. They're included in the main service, and you know, but even after the service, they could fellowship and talk and exchange emails and stuff like that. Just want to let you know that we did do a podcast dedicated to worship tips. It's called Holiday Worship Tips. Please download our free story, PDF, and audio by going to www.deafparenting.com.
And what I wanted to add is, make the effort to interpret for your child what is being said. You know, you can share the interpreting among various family members. You know, one family member doesn't have to do all of it. You know, siblings can help, spouse can help. And an excellent place to interpret is what's happening at the dinner table. And there again, you can share the activity. Charisma, who is our daughter, who is very good at signing, she loved to help, and one of the places she helped was at a dinner table. And another tip we would like to say is, you know, if you're visiting other homes, and usually everybody don't have their closed caption machine on, so, you know, you can encourage them to have it on, and especially if they have, you know, kids, it's a good way for the kids to learn to read, etc. Larry likes to have the closed caption machine on, but if it's like sports and he is so visual and he sees everything, he really doesn't need the announcers, then he usually, during the sports, like, you know, football games going on or something, he would take it off. So you know your child and you know what's best. And so we encourage you to do those kind of things.
Yeah, so this holiday season, all we want to say is make it a fun time. And you do that by planning ahead and including your deaf child in all the activities. And let the hearing cousins and aunties and grandmas and everybody get involved in some way. And it's going to be good for everybody. It's, you know, your deaf child going to love you for it, and everybody going to have a better time, less stress. So I hope these simple tips are helpful, and please add your tips by commenting on our blog at www.deafparenting.com. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks so much for listening to Raising Deaf Children podcast. Please visit our blog at www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download the free PDF and audio of our story. We appreciate your comments and feedback. Please feel free to share your story with us on the blog. I am sure it will help other people on their journey. The highlight of this episode is, please make sure your deaf child is included in all activities and celebrations. It will boost their confidence level. The quote of the day, "The roots of education are bitter, but the fruit is sweet." Aristotle. Thanks again for listening and see you on the next episode. Please go to www.deafparenting.com and download our free story. Bye now and have a safe and happy holidays. Bye-bye.